Hi, everybody. This week's Air Check is from April the 16th, 1976, and it features the last few minutes of newsman Tony Bruno's final night at WFIL. But before that, let's flash back to September the 6th, 1974, for the final few minutes of George Michael's final night at WFIL.
I'm George Michael, and for the past 8 years, it's been super. I've really dug it. I just, I don't know, I want to say this, and I want to say it right. 8 years ago, there were a group of us came from all over, and it included a lot of guys, Dave Parks, Jay Cook. They arrived in town on September the 9th, and we all went together on September the 13th. And we all came here, and we're all told that we would never knock off the then Giants. And Jay came from Memphis, Dave from Ohio. I came from Denver, Colorado, and prior to that, Millville, Missouri, big town. And we managed to have some success here. We've been joined along the way now by Jim O'Brien, Jeff Richards, and, of course, Dan Donovan. Joel Denver and Kevin McCarthy. And I've tried to live, you know, all this time at FIL by what I believe, I guess, is really a football slogan. That is that the measure of any man's greatness has to be determined by his commitment to excellence in his field. And I think that with Jay Cook, Jim DeCaro, Gene Vassell and Jerry Donahue, well, we've done a pretty good job, and I hope that the engineers and Joe Gallagher, who works with us every night, and the many people that work at FIL feel as I do, that the station is committed to greatness, and now I leave and go on to another job, and as you may or may not have read in the papers, they say I'll never knock the guy off that sits up there. I got news for you. I've worked at FIL, and when you leave here, you leave a winner, and I will carry the winning tradition of Philadelphia like the Flyers and like FIL. I will carry that winning tradition with me wherever I go, and I just hope that we will have a chance to meet again. Jay and Carolyn Cook, I love you, and I thank you. You know what song this is. This is Diana Ross. There ain't no mountain too high, and I guess I'll have to try to climb to the top, and if I don't make it, at least I'll have a few friends to help me along the way. So I leave here tonight, and I thank each and every one of you for making Philadelphia my home and for helping to make WFIL what I believe to be the greatest station in the world. And I'll dedicate this song to each of you. And if I might, I would also like to dedicate it to myself from you. You know, for I think you know that I love the people of the Delaware Valley. And I love the staff of FIL. So in saying goodbye, I will just use the words and hope that you would use them back to me. The words that Diana Ross says.
If you need me, call me.
After George's departure, midday jock Dave Parks was brought in to fill the time slot from 6 to 9 for the next few weeks until a permanent replacement could be found. On September the 27th, 1974, it was Dave Parks' time to say goodbye to the 6 to 9 slot and return to midday. And here's the way Dave did it.
It's 8:53 with a Daver. Wow, 69 is our current Philadelphia temperature, and the forecast, misty-eyed, he said, tonight becoming cloudy with a chance of some rain, then tomorrow a chance of rain. It's the way Daver feels. Little raindrops are trickling down his forehead right now. Low of 60, high of 75, the winds are at 9. It is 69 degrees, and as you may or may not know, we have a brand new disc jockey. His name is Banana Joe. He will be heard in this very same time slot Monday at 6 o'clock. Daver's going back to midday, and just want to thank you all for the 3 weeks. It's been a gas. My engineer, Jose Gallagher, who's been kind enough to sit and take my instructions between listening to George Michael tapes. Appreciate that. Joyce, the girl who's been answering the phones. Robin, who's been helping me out tonight, off my lap. Young Joel Denver, the WFIL music, sports, and farm director, who provided me enough assistance to pick the proper music to play during this past 3 weeks and gave me the phone number of the guy where I could pick up the Cadillac for playing a few certain records. And also, Daver remembers when he was sitting down talking with Jim Pankow and Robert Lamb of Chicago, and I said, "Hey, man, what is love all about?" And the guy looked at me and he said, "Wow, this is good stuff." And that's what it's all about, man. It's good stuff. And Banana Joe will be in here at this very same time slot. So until we see you again, remember, prayer doesn't change things. Prayer changes people, and people change things. Usually they're sheets on Monday morning. This is Diana Ross. Good night. Oh, I missed it.
Call.
And now we're finally up to this week's Air Check. From April the 16th, 1976, Tony Bruno's final night. Can you guess how he said goodbye?
WFIL, this is Joel Denver. We got a sad time here. Tony, you're going to leave us, man.
That's right. This is it, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, my.
The swan song.
Listen, before I say goodbye, some people that are very close to you that would like to say goodbye, and we've got one of them right here.
This is Glenn Barton, Tony, and on behalf of the entire news team here at WFIL, our sincere best wishes in your new endeavors. We're sure you'll be every bit as dedicated in Birmingham, Alabama, as you were here in Philadelphia. From Alan, Glendora, Abby, Chris, Gene, Jack, Lori, Dave, and Al, the best to you and Linda. And we share the feelings of everyone here at WFIL. You're going to be missed. Why? Because we loved you both.
I can't add anything to that, Joel.
I can't either. Chris Walsh is here.
He said it all, you know.
I've only been here at WFIL about a year and a half, but when I first came to Philadelphia, it was Tony and Linda who made me feel right at home. And it was Tony who helped me out in a brief scrape I had here right at the beginning.
Yep.
Without him, I'd probably still be working long overnight hours. And I really appreciate both Tony and Linda helping me to feel here at home in Philadelphia. Thanks again, Tony. Thanks again, Linda, for everything.
Hey, Joel.
Lori, come on, say something.
Joel, what could I say, though, about it? My Italian brother from South Florida?
I don't know.
Everybody thought
let Lori say a couple
together,
of words,
you know?
Here. Let Lori say a couple of words.
Come here, Lori.
I just want to wish them both luck. I'm not too good at goodbyes or anything like that, but just wish you both luck. They're two very nice people. All you ever hear is Tony's voice, but I know the man behind the voice, and I'm sure he'll do real well.
I don't know. We're going to lose a friend.
Yeah. That's right, really. It's
I don't know. We're going to lose a friend. that's the whole thing, Joe.
Tony, you know, it's been a sort of a tradition around here that people that leave this radio station sort of say their goodbyes over this record. I don't know who started it. I can't remember the guy's name, but, you know, we just like to say goodbye to you, Tony, and the best of luck on behalf of all the programmers here at WFIL, Jay Cook, Jim DeCaro, and everybody else. Good luck to you and Linda, because we know you're going to really be big and good down there, and we hope to have you back here in Philly one day.
Thank you, man. There's just so many people to thank for all the 5 years here at WFIL, which have probably been the greatest 5 years of my life. All the people in the news department, of course, first Jack Hyland, the news director, and Glenn Barton, and Laurie and Chris and Alan Stone, and all the other people behind the scenes who really don't get the credit they deserve. And, of course, all the great disc jockeys here at WFIL who just help things move along and where the news just comes in right. And, of course, all the great engineers, Steve Drucker, Bruce Northwood, all the people I've worked with here for the past 5 years who have made myself in times of terribleness sound decent on this radio station. And there's just too many people to really thank, and I just don't know what to say. This is just incredible. Absolutely incredible.
You having trouble stretching?
Yes. I don't know how
do a legal ID.
How guys like George Michael do this. It's 11:59 now.
WFIL,
Philadelphia.
Right.
Tony, good luck to you, babe.
Thank you. If you need me, call me. No matter where you are.
From Turner, famous56.com.